I suppose, like many types of histories, it's a multidisciplinary task, increasingly a multidisciplinary task. But here, I suppose, the dimension, which isn't necessarily so apparent in, say, European history, although it is there, is the oral element, the traditions, what in Europe you might call bardic traditions of the past, which are narratives, epic narratives of certain historical figures, as well as histories of place, local histories which are of events and also political histories. And these in Europe would have been present in medieval times, or indeed the Viking sagas are effectively oral histories written down. And this is the sort of thing that we're dealing with a good deal in West Africa, which has its own traditions, which are termed griotic traditions. Griots are effectively like bards. They're a caste within society of historians and musicians who remember the past, who are oftentimes attached to different communities or to noble families, and they remember information both about these communities and families, but also they have memorized epics relating to great historical figures that are much greater than their local area. And I suppose the people who tell these great narratives are referred to as grand griots. They can perform on regional or national occasions. And these stories that they remember are told over multiple days or multiple sessions. They're full of all sorts of episodes that are strung together and interspersed with music and refrains within that music. And of course, a lot of these can be very evocative. The call signal of Radio Mali for many years was a refrain from the epic of Sunjata sung by the grand griot Bazumana Sissoko. So the importance of living memorized living traditions, which are part of the history. Of course, like in, for example, with European history, there is also archival documentation by those who were literate in Arabic script, but also historians who are on the exterior of Mali, who were compiling travelers' tales, which they had heard, into chronicles or tariqs. And then, of course, ultimately, as has become increasingly the case in many parts of the world, particularly over the 20th century, is the addition of archaeological materials to add a better dating time frame, and also to look at the material world in the past and the distribution of settlements, the distribution of objects, which can also be used in creating narratives about the past. And finally, I should also mention historical linguistics, which can go a long way in talking about words and things, or the antiquity of different concepts within different societies. How words developed, words for power or different types of power or political posts and so on, and the ordering of the introduction of those terms, which can also be used for reconstructing history. So it's quite a complex, multi-strand endeavor working on the past of the Empire of Mali.